Good morning, and welcome to Simply Product Hunt. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, we have two exciting headlines from the world of tech. First up, ClickDraw, a new app that revolutionizes digital sketching. And then, we'll talk about No BS Devs, a platform that connects developers with companies based on skills and experience. Plus, we'll also cover the Universal Palette Converter, a tool that simplifies color conversion for designers. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Product Hunt. We start off with a new product that has launched on Product Hunt, aiming to make creating production drawings in SolidWorks much faster and easier. The product is called ClickDraw, and it works as an add-in to the popular CAD software. Here with more details is our Simply Product Hunt correspondent. What can you tell us about how ClickDraw works?
ClickDraw leverages AI to automatically generate production drawings from SolidWorks sheet metal designs. By using the tool, the company claims users can create drawings 20 times faster than the traditional manual process and with zero errors. This has the potential to dramatically speed up the design to manufacturing workflow for sheet metal parts.
Interesting. So it's focused specifically on sheet metal design, at least for now. How do users actually get started with ClickDraw?
Right now, ClickDraw is offering a 30-day free trial for anyone interested in testing out the capabilities. To access that, you just need to email the founder, Vijay Sibichakravarthy A, at the address vijay@futalcon.com. Once you have access, it installs directly into SolidWorks, so you can start using it with your existing design files.
And what has the initial reception been like from the Product Hunt community? Are people excited about the potential here?
It's still very early, as the product just launched, but there does seem to be some positive interest so far. The ability to automate tedious and error-prone drawing creation is appealing for many engineers and designers. Of course, the product will need to prove it can reliably deliver on its promise of faster, error-free drawings. But if it can, it could be a significant time saver.
You mentioned the product is built on AI technology. Do we know any details about the training data or models used to power the tool?
The details are a bit sparse right now, but the founder did mention that they utilize ChatGPT to help with executing some of the code for the product. ChatGPT is, of course, the powerful large language model from OpenAI that has been making waves lately. Beyond that, we'd have to dig in more to understand the full AI stack.
Very interesting. Well, it will certainly be a product to keep an eye on as it develops and rolls out to more users. Thanks for the report and analysis. On the topic of new services, a platform called No BS Devs launched on Product Hunt today, aiming to streamline the process of hiring front-end developers. The service pre-screens developers in the US to help companies find the right talent faster. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly does No BS Devs offer that's unique?
No BS Devs is tackling the challenge many companies face when trying to hire front-end developers. The screening and interview process can be very time-consuming. What No BS Devs does is pre-vet front developer candidates in the US and then delivers a curated selection tailored to the hiring company's specific needs. They claim to provide pre-screened candidates every 2 to 3 days, allowing companies to hire faster and with less hassle.
Interesting. So they're acting as a filter to identify quality front-end dev talent. How are they actually screening and selecting these developers?
A key part of their model is that the screening of front-end developers is done by other experienced front-end developers. So it's peer screening by practitioners who really understand the skills, both technical and soft skills, that are needed to succeed in a front-end role. No BS Devs also highlights that they deliver candidates that are tailored to the hiring company's specific requirements.
That peer screening element seems valuable to really hone in on the right skill sets. What does the hiring process look like when using a service like this?
Companies submit their front-end developer job requirements to No BS Devs, and then within 2-3 days, they'll receive a curated set of pre-vetted candidates to review. The hiring company can then proceed with interviews and make their selections from that pre-screened talent pool. so it aims to significantly condense the hiring company's time spent recruiting and screening to help them hire faster.
Have there been any early indications of how well this model is working or resonating with hiring companies?
It's still very early, as the service just launched publicly on Product Hunt today. But the launch post does mention a few notable points. The makers of No BS Devs say they couldn't have built the service without tools like Webflow for quickly creating and iterating on landing pages, and Trello for tracking candidates and managing the interview process. Those are some popular and robust tools to build this type of service on top of.
Those are definitely some good tools to leverage. Anything else noteworthy about this launch?
The other thing I found interesting is that No BS Devs is really leaning into the No BS branding and messaging. Even the name itself is quite distinct. That No BS brand voice seems to signal that they are cutting through the noise and getting right to the heart of matching quality front-end talent with the companies that need them. So the branding and positioning seems to be an important part of how they are differentiating themselves.
Thanks for the details on No BS Devs. It sounds like an interesting new service for streamlining front-end developer hiring. On the topic of tools that simplify workflows, let's shift gears to the creative space. For designers and artists, managing color palettes across different applications and formats can be a real challenge, but a new tool called Universal Palette Converter aims to make that process much simpler by helping creatives easily convert their color palettes from one format to another. For more, we're joined by our correspondent. So tell us, how does Universal Palette Converter work?
Universal Palette Converter acts as a central hub for importing, managing, and exporting color palettes. Users can bring their existing color palettes into the app from a wide variety of formats. Once imported, the colors can be edited, rearranged, and tagged for easy organization. When it's time to use those colors in another program, Universal Palette Converter can export the palette in whatever format is needed by the destination application.
It sounds like this could be a real time saver. What are some of the specific file formats and applications that Universal Palette Converter supports?
The list of supported formats is quite extensive. On the import side, it can handle ASE, ACO, ACT, GPL, XML, and several other palette file types. For export, designers can generate swatches for Adobe products like Photoshop and Illustrator, web formats like CSS and SAS, and even more specialized targets like Procreate and Affinity Designer palettes. So no matter what programs are in a creative professional's toolkit, Universal Palette Converter aims to bridge the gaps between them.
Managing colors across applications has long been a friction point for many designers. It's interesting to see tools emerging to address that specific need. Beyond the file format conversion, what else does Universal Palette Converter bring to the table in terms of color management features?
One handy feature is the ability to automatically generate shades and tints from a base color. This makes it easy to create a full range of light and dark variations. The app also provides information about each color, like its hex code, RGB values, and the total number of colors in the palette. Users can even enter a target color and have Universal Palette Converter suggest the closest match from their imported palettes. So while file conversion is the core focus, there are some nice extras to help designers work with their color data.
Thank you to our correspondent for walking us through Universal Palette Converter, a new tool for designers and artists that offers useful capabilities for anyone who regularly works with color. Now let's switch gears and dive into some other exciting products making waves in the tech world. Here to break it all down for us is our trusted correspondent, Abby. So tell us, what's the first product on your radar that's been generating buzz lately for its ability to simplify and streamline various aspects of running a business?
Well, David, the first one I want to highlight is Stripe. For any business running a subscription model, managing payments can be a real headache, but Stripe has emerged as the go-to solution thanks to its seamless integration capabilities. It just makes the whole process effortless and straightforward, eliminating a lot of the typical hassles involved.
That's certainly appealing for businesses looking to simplify their operations. What else have you come across that's making an impact?
Another tool that's been generating a lot of positive feedback is Vercel. For anyone who's ever struggled with deploying a website, Vercel aims to make that process as painless as possible. It really streamlines things and removes a lot of the complexity so you can get your site up and running much more efficiently. It's all about enhancing productivity.
Efficiency and productivity are always welcome improvements. Any other products you think our listeners should have on their radar?
Definitely. The last one I want to mention is Replicate. For businesses looking to incorporate generative AI capabilities, Replicate offers an API with a wide range of stable diffusion models to choose from. It makes linking those powerful AI functionalities to your own SaaS product incredibly straightforward. It's a great option for tapping into cutting-edge AI without a ton of complexity.
Those all sound like robust tools that are making life easier for businesses and developers alike. Thanks for that insightful roundup, Abby. Always great to get your take on the products making noise out there. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Product Hunt. We'll see you back here tomorrow.